Welcome to this weekly edition of the BayPay Forum Blockchain Crypto News. My name is Cindy and these were the news from January 20th, 2020 to January 24th, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments in fintech. On January 20th, here were the news. Australian regulator gives green light to app-based retail Bitcoin fund. London-listed Argo blockchain reports tenfold increase in Bitcoin mining revenue in 2019. On January 21st, here were the news. Paxos launches automatic conversions between bank deposits and stablecoins. Grayscale's Bitcoin Trust is now open to more investors as SEC reporting company. Regulated fintech firm Monerium to issue e-money on Algorand blockchain. India's central bank explains why it blocked banks from using cryptos in court filing. Switzerland softens tone on Libra after ex-president says project failed. Canada forges $130,000 development deal for steel tracking blockchain. Bitcoin price indicator eyes first bullish turn since August. On January 22nd, here were the news. Sports Live streamer will reward viewers with its own crypto. Binance invests in open data framework provider numbers seeking product boost. Hacker Noon is storing content on a blockchain after ditching Medium. SEC charges blockchain marketplace operator over fraudulent $600,000 ICO. Hyperledger to explore how blockchain can help world meet climate goals. Bitcoin bulls seek stronger move after bounce to $8,800 loses momentum. Digital Chamber asks court to draw line between investment contracts and assets in Telegram case. Blockchain Association sides with Telegram against SEC, says grams are not securities. Swiss banks enter the age of Bitcoin. Notes from the WEF, the coming battle between surveilled and private money. On January 23rd, here were the news. IrisX adds new trading features with Etail partnership. Pornhub now lets models get paid with the Tether stablecoin. Law firm representing Quadriga's ex-users want info about shadow bank crypto capital. Liechtenstein regulators approve Ethereum-based real estate fund. Crypto asset firm Amen launches inverse Bitcoin ETP. This Virginia lawmaker argues blockchain can boost local elections, economy. Bitcoin Cash miners propose controversial soft fork for Zcash-style development fund. Bitcoin faces move to $8,200 after dropping out of trading range. Crypto custody provider Ledger extends reach in Asia with new institutional client. Meet the crypto angel investor running for Congress in Nevada. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again PayCademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.